Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from behind the airport. I just wanted to get on here and give everybody an update of what's up with me, what's been going on, and how am I doing in my progress of staying clean and working. Well, last week, which I was a couple of weeks off, but on the 10th of the month, I had 3 months clean time. So I picked up my 3 month chip last month, a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, so I only got like 5 days, and I'll be 4 months in. Yay! Without touching a thing. Well, I say I hadn't touched a thing. I have took a couple of pain pills, but that's because I've started a new job, and it's not to get high. It's just so I can get through and maintain without as much pain, because I'm really heavy on my feet. My feet have been killing me, and my back's not hurting me hardly at all, except for certain jobs, and it's going to. But my feet have really been giving me fits, like my ankles and stuff. And I think I'm going to try some orthotic supports. I've never used inserts at all, but the Dr. Scholl's ones, you know, like where you go to the pharmacy and you get on the little thing and it tells you what number of insert that you need. I think I'm going to go get me some of those. They're about $50, but hey, I'm willing to spend any amount of money it takes to keep me pain-free. But anyway, yeah, I'm doing good. I worked my tail off tonight. Like, I look like an 80-year-old woman coming out of work because I couldn't hardly walk. But in my own personal opinion, I feel like I'm doing really well because, hey, I said it was the 10th whenever that's the day I started at work. It's the 6th is my sobriety date. The 10th, I will be there for 60 days. Yay! And I'll get a $50 incentive bonus thing. And then on my 90 days, I'll get another $50 check. That's, you know, not including my pay and stuff, but we are fixing to start working 6 days a week, 9 hours a day. And I really, honest to God, I need the money because I need to get me a car. My son got out of work release, and we're going to get us a place together. So I need the extra money, but I just don't know if this old body will hold out. Like, I need prayer. All the prayer I can get, I need, okay, folks? Because I'm telling you, like, you know, just minus all the bad stuff that I've done to my body and my health and everything, just, you know, not having a job and almost 10 years has just, you know, it's really been hard for me to get back into that being active. And, you know, I've lost quite a few pounds. I don't know how much because I hadn't stepped on a scale, but I know my clothes are getting really baggy and it's making me feel good. I don't huff and puff as bad as I used to. I'm just walking from to and fro. And, you know, I can tell that it's helping me as far as health wise goes, but I've had a lot of issues. I think I'm gonna have to go and get my sugar checked because I'm having a lot of diabetic symptoms. I'm having a lot of problems with my blood pressure. I've switched to sea salt. My son's been on me for years about that, and I finally got me some at the grocery store the last time I went, so I've switched to that. And I've been taking baby aspirin every morning. Well, my morning, it's afternoon-ish, but that's my morning time. And, so I'm trying to be more, health conscious, you know, and trying to get back into shape and I've got a lot of changes going on, and it's just so much to keep up with. You know, I've done a lot of damage to my health and everything just by my bad habits, and so it's gonna take a while to straighten this old worn and tattered body out. But I'm working on it. Hey, that's a plus, right? So anyway, I'm about to retire for the night. It's actually morning. It's 6:22 a.m. and it's my bedtime. Like I say, we work 9 hours and 15 minutes, which I was actually there 10 hours 15 minutes because they don't count our 2 30-minute breaks. I was there, started to work at 5, got off at 15 after 3 this morning. I come in, we cooked, eat, watched American Idol that was recorded on the DVR, and I've been sitting here going through my email and Facebook notifications, and I just thought I would jump on here for a few and give y'all kind of update what's been going on with me here on Audio Boom. And I'm so used to saying Audio Boo. Gotta put the on the end. But anyway, that's it for the Alabama Mammy, and I hope everything is going well with everybody out there in Audio Boomland and anywhere else across the net that happens to catch a listen to this. Anyway, that's it for me, and it's good night, and until you hear from me again, see ya.